I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In the last few weeks, Bangladesh has been experiencing a heightened number of terrorist attacks. In fact, Bangladesh was bumped up 9 places in Open Doors USA's 2017 World Watch List. And this weekend, there's great concern that Christians will be targeted with violence. So as we celebrate Christ's resurrection and safety, please pray. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
We pray for their courage, for their stamina, for their wisdom in understanding and assessing the risks that their particular congregation may have. Pray that they would see the opportunities that God is presenting to them and take advantage of them for explaining the gospel to everyone who asks, why do you have hope in such a dark world? What is it that brings you light?
This is Mission Network News. And when violence between Ukraine and Russian-backed separatists broke out 3 years ago, the world took notice. Today, the fighting continues, and yet Ukraine has fallen out of mainstream media. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association says from the beginning, they've been meeting physical needs through their Crisis Evangelism Fund. Now that fund, which also helps share the gospel, is running dry. Find out how you can help at missionnews.org and also pray for peace, protection, and for ministry doors to remain open.
SGA founder Peter Daneka's motto was much prayer, much power. And that's certainly the case as the churches that we serve in Ukraine continue to reach out to refugees that have been created because of the fighting that goes on to this day, as well as trying to take the gospel into those regions.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that helps you to share the gospel by cooking a meal. Get your free cookbook when you click the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.